you're going to have to push in a bit more.
Yep, I got it. Yeah.
No. Yep, it's in. Good job. Okay, the last one. You ready? And it should be... Yeah. Yeah, I think we did it. Finally. The tent is up. It was a lot of work though, but we got it. It was a lot faster than last time though. Do you remember the first time we were setting up this tent? We sucked at it. I think we deserve a little break. Hmm? What? Oh. No, birthday boy. You're going to have to be a little more patient. I get that you're curious about your gift, but I promise you're gonna want to wait a little longer. You still have no idea what it could be, don't you? So innocent. Listen, you'll get your gifts after we put on the fire. Okay, let's just get a little fire started. Sun is gonna set soon. Let's get a little fire started, and then I promise you'll find out what your gift is. Okay? Come here. I need you to come here and form a little windshield with your hands over the sticks so I can light them up. Yeah? Yeah, just like that. Good boy. Okay, let's see. Got the matches right here. Yeah. There we go. This'll work. Just let it do its thing. See, that's how you start a little fire. It's getting nice and warm really fast. We're gonna have to be careful so the tent doesn't catch fire. But I think we're at a safe distance. Yeah. Okay, birthday boy. Do you want to find out what your gift is? Okay. I want you to come in the tent with me. No, it's not in the tent. I have it, well, let's just say I have your gift really close to me. And it's best if we go into the tent for you to receive it. Is that okay? Let's get in. Okay. Let's make ourselves comfortable first. Pillow there. Alright. I want you to turn around. Just sit down and turn around. You nervous? I can tell. Before I whip out a gift, I wanna say a few words. First of all, happy 19th birthday, again. You are my best friend, and I'm glad that we're still so close after all these years that we've known each other. And I wanna thank you for joining me on this special camping trip for your birthday. I'm quite nervous to give you a birthday gift, but I do think you will like it a lot. And just hang in there for a little longer. Hang in there. Okay, you can turn around now. So, what do you think? Why do you look so startled? Hello? It's me, I'm your birthday gift. I am naked, and all of me is available to you. You get to have me and enjoy my body. Happy birthday, bro. So, are you gonna keep staring at my cock, or are you gonna get naked with me? Hey, are you okay? I know that you want me, and that you're gay. I saw your collection of pictures on your phone, and I've seen you looking at me while I took showers at your place, and while I was dressing on all of our sleepovers, and I don't know, you keep staring at my bulge in my swimming shorts when we're swimming, and dude, I know you want me, and you're gay, and you want to explore with me, and I know that you're a virgin, and you haven't done anything before, and it's your 19th birthday, and I thought it would be nice for you to get to, I mean, I'm your crush, kinda, right? I know that I am. I just can feel that. And I don't think I'm gay, but I wouldn't mind exploring with you some stuff, because it seems kinda hot. And you know I'm a curious person that's literally willing to try anything. So I wanna fool around with you a bit in a tent. That's why I brought you here. You know, it's just us two alone, and we can do whatever we want, you know, the whole evening. Hey, are you okay? Are you not happy with your gifts? Hey, where are you going? Hey, fuck. Why'd you leave the tent? Are you just gonna sit here by the fire by yourself? Are you mad at me? Why would you be? Do you maybe want to talk about it? I'll just join you by the fire. Look, I'm really sorry if I startled you with it, but I thought you'd find it hot, and it would be a nice surprise for you to, you know, to be able to do some stuff with me. And wait, you are gay, right? Hello? Can you please talk to me? I don't really know what I did wrong. I'm sorry. I just wanted to surprise you. That's all. Huh? What? You wanted to come out when you were ready for it. Oh. Look, I'm sorry that you don't get to come out in your own way, but I'm your best friend. I know these kind of things, you know, and I'm fine with it. I don't mind you being gay. Well, obviously I don't. Is that it? Is that why you're mad at me, or? Oh, I see. You just don't want your first experience with a boy to be like that. Well, I mean, why not? Am I not good for you all of a sudden? I mean, dude, it's so obvious that you like me. You know, it's, I can just feel it. The way you look at me, especially whenever I'm undressing or something. I can feel that you're looking at me with these desires and stuff. I don't know how to call it, but dude, I can feel it when somebody's staring at me like I'm a piece of meat they want to fuck, you know? Huh. So you do like me, and you do want to do stuff with me. Well, what's the problem then? I just don't understand. You want your first time to be special. Oh. Well, technically we don't have to have our first time. I mean, it's not my first time, and for you, well, your first time means that you actually have sex, right? Well, we don't have to have sex. We can just, you know, touch each other a bit. Maybe you can suck me off or something. I don't know, whatever you want to do with me. I was fully prepared to let you do whatever. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a bit too upfront with all of this. I think I understand. You would rather fall in love with someone first and start dating and then work your way up to having sexual intimacy. Is that right? I'm so sorry, dude. I just really thought you would find it hot that I, you know, stripped for you and we get to do stuff. I didn't know you would not like it that much. I kind of feel like a bit of an asshole now, but you need to know I had good intentions. Did I ruin your birthday? You can be honest. Not yet. What do you mean by not yet? I can still save it? I don't really know how to get out of this awkward situation, I think. Huh. Kiss you first. Oh. I can do that. Would you mind scooting a bit closer? Then hey there. We haven't been this close in a while. I mean, so close to each other. Okay. So you want me to kiss you? Happy birthday. Did you like that? See? Wow. I can't believe I kissed a boy. This is new. By the looks on your face, you like to kiss too? Yeah. Congratulations on kissing your first boy too. Are you glad that it was me? Okay. I think I understand you better now. You don't just want to hook up with me, or any boy for that matter. You want it to be tender and loving. Huh. Listen, there's no... you don't have to do anything with me, no obligations or anything, but if you still want to try again, but a little more your way, we're still here, you know, we're here all alone, next to the campfire. We have a comfy tent. There's nobody to disturb us. And I'm still available to you. If you want to do any kind of exploring, then I'm still here for that. You know? So, thing that will ever get old. I'm glad you're smiling again. I'm sorry again for earlier. I really didn't want to startle you or anything. It was a bit miscalculated. But you gotta admit, it was pretty funny to see your face when you saw me holding my dick. And yeah, I shouldn't be joking about it. I'm sorry. I'm just really glad you're smiling again. Wait, you do want to do stuff in a tent? Really? Okay. On one condition. Yeah, tell me the conditions. Anything. You want me to carry you inside the tent? Oh, I see. You just want to be treated like a little princess, don't you? I see how it is. Look at you blushing. That's exactly what you want, don't you? You want to be treated like a little princess. Okay. If you want your first time exploring with a boy to be princess themed, Your Highness, then I can treat you like a princess. Oh yeah. Starting by lifting you up like a little princess. And now we're going to the tent. Lay it down softly. There you go, you little sup. Admit it, you're a little sup. Oh yeah, I know what that means. I did my research. Now, how exactly would His Highness want to explore with me? Soft and gentle? I can be soft and gentle. But first of all, we gotta get naked, don't we? Let me just, soft and gently take your shirt off. Good boy. Wanna do mine? Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm gonna take off my pants for you. That's okay. Don't get startled again. Now you. Come on. Here, I'll help you. Look at that. You got such a cute butt. Never noticed. Okay. Now that we're both completely naked, would you like to touch it? Hmm? Come on. Just put your hand on my dick. You can do it. Do you like how that feels? Do you like it getting hard in your hand? Happy birthday again. This is better, isn't it? Just step by step. Come here. How am I so sure I'm not gay? Well, I'm not. Like I said, I'm just open to doing stuff with a boy. Especially my best friend. And especially since he's been really wanting to do stuff with me. I saved myself as a birthday gift, but I think I'm ready for some sexual action with you. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe I'm bisexual or fully gay. I don't know yet. Most important part is that we have fun. Okay? That you have fun. And you feel completely relaxed with me. Can I touch yours? Please? I'm gonna make you feel good. There you go. You're so blushy. That's so adorable. Do you wanna come sit next to me? Yeah, just really close. Shall we continue touching each other a bit? You can stroke me off a bit and I'll do the same for you. Okay. Here, I brought some lube as well. Oh yeah, I came prepared. I even got condoms. You know, just in case we do dig things a bit further. Here, have some lube. It. Just take it in your hand and go up and down. Well, it's just like jerking off, but doing it to me. Well, doing it to each other. Does that also feel as good for you as it does for me? I always knew at one point we'd be jerking each other off. We just have too close of a friendship. You can go a bit faster, it's okay. You didn't tell me if, didn't tell me if you actually like my penis. You love it? Thank you. I like yours as well. But I'm not gay or anything. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you wanna suck me off? You do?
fuck yeah. Go ahead, cutie. Take it in your mouth. Have you done that before? No? You've watched videos, haven't you? Yeah. I know you, you got a mouthful, so you don't have to talk, but I want to say that you're a natural. Fuck. I'll just lay back and let you do your thing, okay? You enjoy that cock. You've earned it. Hey, can you nod if it's okay for me to push your head down a bit? Would you like that? Okay. Good boy. Oh, fuck. That feels like heaven. Your mouth is so sloppy and warm. Oh, my cock. Oh, my. Oh, that feels so good. Hey, would you mind if I come in your mouth? Or would you rather? Oh, that's clear. Okay, I'll squirt deep inside you then. I have to warn you, it's going to be a thick one. Very concentrated load. Yeah, keep doing that thing with your tongue. Oh, fuck. Already. Oh, bro. You really know how to suck a cock. You're such a good little cocksucker. Oh, we should have done this way earlier. Already. Oh, fuck. All these sleepovers. I could have had the best head ever. A little more. Your tongue against it. Brace yourself. Here it comes. Swallowed. You gulped it all down like a champ. I'm so proud of you. My little cocksucking best friend. I know we're gonna have a lot of fun in the future, you and I. Hey, are you gonna get dressed already? Well, you're not finished. Come here. I'm not done with you. So, what would my best friend like? Would you like to rub together, or would you like me to suck you off, or would you maybe go a little further? You know, I still got condoms. You wanna keep it at this? No, yeah. We don't have to do everything. We can keep some stuff for another time. I mean, if you still, if you want to do
more with me. You do? So, you had fun giving me a blowjob? Yes. So, you're satisfied with your birthday gift? That's good to hear. But we can still kiss a bit, right? Oh yeah, of course, I had a lot of fun, trust me. I'm sorry I came a little fast though. The blowjob didn't last that long, but I was probably just as excited as you were. You know, this is also pretty exciting for me, you know? I've never done anything with a boy. I mean, I've had sex with a girl before, but it's completely different. You know, with you, you have a dick yourself, so you know what feels nice for a guy. I think that boys are, in general, maybe better at knowing what feels good when it comes to penises. Yeah, it was definitely way better than with a girl. I even want to say that this was actually the most fun I've ever had when it comes to sexual stuff. Yeah, I know we haven't done a lot, but it's okay. Yeah, I liked it a lot too. And also, I liked that I was able to make my best friend feel good. That's the most important part for me. I really love you, bro. Shall we maybe get dressed? Okay. Here, I'll help you with your shirt again. Shall we maybe sit around the campfire a little longer? It's not really bedtime yet. We can talk a bit more about what we just did with each other, and maybe we can, you know, talk about what other stuff we can do. You know, this camping trip is far from over. We still got a whole night, and eventually maybe we could fall asleep together and wake up in each other's arms, if you'd like that. I mean, that's also kind of exploring your sexuality and stuff, you know? And I'm here to help with that, so if you'd like, I can spoon you to sleep and stuff. Yes, I would really like to. Huh? What? You would maybe like to try and take things further in the morning? Yeah, of course. We can try, at least. Okay, how about we keep it at this for tonight, and we fall asleep in each other's arm later, and we just have a few drinks at the campfire, and then we fall asleep in each other's arms, and when we're well rested tomorrow morning, we could, I don't know. Maybe I can fuck your butt. I would love to go inside you that way. You would like that too? Okay. Then we have a deal. Come here. Let's just focus on having fun now, okay? And then tomorrow, well, we'll see where things go.